Chazak Baruch. Good morning, everybody. It's still morning. First of all, welcome to everybody. I'm going to tell you, in Yiddish we say, have a gesunden Sommer, which means have a healthy summer, and that's more applicable than ever. So happy to see, old faces, new faces, Baruch Hashem, Baruchim Abayim. I hope to get to meet everybody, and you come over, and we'll schmooze a little bit, and we'll, you know, I can't shake your hand, but I can, you know, do that, Bezat Hashem. So, elbow bone. Bezat Hashem. So there's a lot of dilemma what to learn this summer, but at the end, Baruch Hashem, I think we decided on a very, very applicable topic, and it's a very gishmak topic because there's a lot going on in terms of Rishonim, and it's something that is apropos for both novices, intermediates, experts alike, because there's a lot of Rishonim, a lot of Achronim, a lot of Lamdus, a lot of Halakha involved. You know, we like to get our feet wet with everything a little bit. A little bit Pshat Remez Drash Vesod, Rezat Hashem. So, without further ado, everybody, I think, touched a little bit on the Sugiya of Bishul Akum. The Mishnah, we'll go through it real quick, and then we'll go to the Gemara. And I'm sure by going through the packet, or at least touching upon the packet, you can understand what the theme of today's shiur was going to be. So says the Mishnah, or in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Amud Bet, says the Mishnah, Ve'elu dvarim shel avdei kochavim asurin, ve'en isura nisura na'a. The following are gzerot from the Chachamim about products of non-Jewish manufacturing. However, they are not forbidden, which means it's not nisur hana'a, it's not forbidden to benefit from, it's only forbidden to consume. And what are they? Says the Mishnah, Chalav shechalavu ovet kochavim enisenu ro'ehu, milk that was milked by a non-Jew without Jewish supervision, ve'apat, bread, ve'ashemin shenahin, bread and their bread and oil, Rabbi uvedino hitiru ashemin. The Mishnah says that Rabbi and his bedin, which Rashi says not really Rabbi, it's really his grandson, Rabbi Udanasi'a, rescinded the gzerah of shemin. Now, ve'ashalakot. Shalakot, shaluk in Lashon HaKodesh, means cooked. So, shalakot refers to any cooked food. Uchvashin, shedarkan letochan yain v'shemin. And all sorts of pickled foods are also asur, because they would commonly mix wine or vinegar, which was also made out of wine, in these pickles. Vetri trufa, that was mixed up or chopped up tuna. Vetzir shein badaga kalbit, shotetet bo. Ve'achilek, that's another kind of fish. And he says, v'kor shel chaltit, that's another very, very sharp kind of herb. U'melach shel kondit, harelo asurim v'nesura isur hana'a. All of these things are asur, and it's not nisur hana'a. So now, we don't need to see everything in this Mishnah. We're just going to focus on what we need to for right now. If you look at Rashi, Rashi dibura matchil v'ashalakot. Says Rashi as follows, kol davar shebishelu, shebishelu oved kochavim ve'afilu bechli tahor, anything that is cooked by a non-Jew, even if it's a kosher vessel, v'kul lehu mishum chatnut. So these are very, very epic words from Rashi. Everything in this Mishnah, everything that the Chachamim forbade in this Mishnah is all a result of chatnut. Chatnut is intermarriage. Right? The Chachamim were afraid of assimilation, especially by food. Food, as everybody knows, gdula legima shemkarevet ben alevavot, right? The food and drink is something very powerful. It makes people happy, makes people, come together. So, the Chachamim, in all of these situations, were afraid that it would lead to intermarriage. Yeah, Ryan, matomer.
Generally, isn't something shaluk less cooked than something mekushal?
Depends. It depends in what context. You're talking about in terms of hilchot berachot? The Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin in Brachot, which speaks about cooked vegetables and the soup from the vegetables. But over here, it's a reference to just cooked foods. Just take it at face value.
I mean, shaluk, something like even less, a little bit cooked by knowledge,
we're going to get to that. That's coming out later. Let's take it step by step. Yeah.
Is kavush so mishum bishul, or is it like separate?
In general, yes, you're right. Kavush, pickling, or steeping something, keeping something in something else, is a rabbinic form of bishul, kavush areu kimushal. But over here, the yisud is not because of the bishul, because there's certain forms of bishul that are not asur. We're going to see in Saif Yud Aleph, in Kufyud Gimel, which is the siman of bishul akum in Yoreh De'ah, there's certain kinds of cooking which are mutal, if a goy does it. Smoking, salting, and yet over here the only reason why pickling is asur is because they used to mix it with wine and vinegar, which is subject to yayin nesach, problems of yayin nesach.
Rashi says that even a kli tamor, that mashma from Rashi that even in a Jewish house.
Lav davka. Rashi doesn't go one way or another. I know you're referring to Tosfot, Machloket Rabbi Nutam and the Ravid Bala Tosfot, but Rashi's not weighing in on that right now. But this is a very important Rashi. Rashi says about Bishul Akum and everything else in the Mishnah that is Asur, Mishum, Chatnut. Intermarriage is the issue. Now, let's go to the Gemara. We're going to skip a little bit because everything else has to do with the earlier parts of the Mishnah. We really hit, if you look at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. Huh? Yes, sir. What's your name? Baruch Haba.
Quick question.
Where are you from?
I'm from Great Neck.
Born and bred. Okay. I had a stint in Great Neck. I didn't last though.
So I'll have a question. So we see the reason
So that's a very big thing. The Gemara says that all of the, when Rashi says that everything is Mishum Chatnut, that excludes Chalav and Gvina. Chalav, huh? The reason over there is because of Tamin. We're afraid that they're going to give you something Trev. Right?
The fish
ones. Huh?
What's the one with the fish?
The fish also. But so even though it's Kulan, yeah, but Kulan means Pat, Shemin, Shalakot, and Yain. Yeah. Everything else is because of Devar Tamin. Huh? No, because Chitun. Chitun. We hold that most of the women don't, are not Minasech.
So the question is that, so then how come in the case of the Mishnah, right, it doesn't exclude it? More than that. Right?
Doesn't exclude what?
It doesn't exclude the case. Rashi didn't specify that in these cases are different. And also, even after when we look for the Gemara, Rashi gives all different answer. You just go, the Gemara says, no, now it's the case because it's trade.
Mushuel Shela Yafa. Mushuel Shela Yafa. Habibi, Shoel Shelot Yafot Meod. So, but you're asking good questions. And you know what? You're in good company. You know, Tosfot Reed asks a question, Tosfot asks a question, the Rana asks a question, and all of the Acharonim that we bought, the Bach, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Asi Emeson, and all of the poskim ask the question, what is Rashi doing? But before we get there, we have to first see the Gemara and Rashi that you're talking about in order to bring everybody up to speed. Bishutcha. Let's see what he says. So, says the Gemara as follows. Yeah, Vashallakot. Yet towards that, we're about 10 lines from the bottom on Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. Skip over there. Just tomorrow, if everybody can, if you're able to get your hands on one real quick, or you can even print it out. There's all sorts of websites where you can print it out, HebrewBooks.org or any of these. You can print out PDFs of the Gemarot. Hopefully, I'll try to send out the Marei Mekomot a little bit earlier so that everybody can know where we are. But it's good to have a Gemara. Gemara is always good. A Tur and a Shulchan Aruch if you're able to get your hands on one. Otherwise, we don't have many downstairs. We don't. So we'll try to figure out what to do. We'll figure something out. Bezat Hashem. Or maybe I'll put that on the Marei Mekomot. Huh? I could put it on the source sheet, so that's absolutely true. Okay, right. So he says, yes, he says, the Gemara, Vashal Lakot, Minani Mile. Where do we know this from? Anytime you see Minani Mile means that we're about to bring a Pasuk, which is very clear. Rashi and Tosfot understand that the Gemara's Hava Amina, which means the original thought process of the Gemara, was that Bishul Akum is a Deoraita. Okay? Where do we know that from? Says the Gemara, which pasuk? Amar bichav rabba, amar biyachonan, amar kera. Ochel b'kesef tashbireni ve'achalti, umayim b'kesef titeni ve'shatiti. This is referring to a situation where Am Yisrael wanted to pass through the land of Sichon, Melech Cheshbon. Right? Obviously, where did that actually happen? Which parasha did that happen in? This week's parasha? No. This is over there. That's the repetition over there. But the actual thing happened. The incident happened in this week's parasha. Happened twice. Happened with Edom, right? Oh, they just wanted to pass. No, Vayitze, right? Vayitze, Sichon Melech Heshbon, Sichon and Edom. But what did they ask for? They said, we want to pass, but also we just want to buy food. But what's interesting is the Gemara says, what kind of food did they ask for? They asked for food and water. But what kind of food did they ask for? Says the Gemara, we infer from the pasuk, kamayim. They asked for food that's like water. Mamayim shelo nishtanu, af ochel shelo nishtana. Just like water is unchanged, water is water, right? You take it out of the ground, you serve it like that. Those were the kinds of foods that they asked from the goyim as well to buy, because otherwise, the Gemara infers, if the foods would have been changed through cooking, what would have been the halacha? It would have been asur, mishum bishul akum, and that is the makor, that's the source for the isur of bishul akum from the Torah. It says, Gemara, really? Ela me'ata chitin va'asan kaleyot, achinam eda asurin, v'chitim achinami, v'ata nechitin va'asan kaleyot mutarin. One second. If you took wheat kernels and you roasted them, which means you just basically, for all intents and purposes, you were drying it out, should that also be asur? It didn't change. And what do you want to tell? So that, then it changed a little bit, right? When you cook it, not cook it, but dry it out, it changes a little bit. Should that be asur? The Gemara says that's not true. There's a baraita meforeshet. There's an explicit baraita that says that roasted wheat kernels are perfectly mutar. So this analogy of food not being changed just like water, and that's the only food that's mutar, that seems to be contradicted by this baraita. Says the Gemara, recalculate. Ela, what do you have to say? Not that it didn't change. Ela, kamayim. The food has to be like water in another way. Mamayim shelo nishtanu mibriyatan, af ochel shelo nishtana mibriyato. Just like water doesn't change, even when it's heated up, what does water look like? It doesn't change, it's all the same. Masha'en ken, by the roasted kernels, it has to be something that doesn't change from the way it grew. When you roast the kernels, does it change in the roasting? It changes a little bit, so that would be out. Says the Gemara, that's also a very bad criteria, because we see that's also contradicted by the Baraita. Ele me'ata chitin utchanan, hachinam v'asurin. It should be, when you grind the wheat kernel, it should also be asur. Hachanami. If you want to tell me that that's the case, the halacha is if you roast wheat kernels, any, and then you grind it, any flour that's made from it is mutar. Is that nishtana mibriyato? Is it different from the way it grew? You better believe it. Now it is in, it's in flour form. And yet, you have a baraita meforeshet that says it's mutar. So that analogy to mayim is also off. Says the Gemara, I'll try one more. El, what does it mean? Kamayim. How like water? Ma mayim shelo nishtanu mibriyatan al yedei ha'ur. Af ochen shelo nishtanu mibriyato al yedei ha'ur. What kind of food should be asur? Just like water. Even when you cook water with fire, you cook it up. What does the water look like? It just gets hot, but it doesn't really change in appearance. So too, they were only asking for food that doesn't change its appearance as a result of fire. Oh! And that's something. Yeah, one second. Let me just see the question of the Gemara. The Gemara says, one second. Mide urketiv? Where'd you get fire from? Does the Torah speak about any? That's a big stretch. The Torah says, Ochel bakesef tashbireni ve'achalti. Umayim bakesef titeni v'shatiti. Food, water. Where are you getting fire from? So the Gemara seems to be saying, going out too much on a limb to make that comparison between the state of the food and the water. And everything that we're trying to say keeps on getting rebuffed by other baraitot that the Gemara brings down. Says the Gemara, obviously, Ela midrabanan. Rather, the Gemara is changing course, that the Isur of Bishul Akum is not something that is Asur midoraita, rather it's Asur midrabanan. Ukras machta be'alma. And the Pasuk, the Psukim that we were bringing about, the Ochel bakesef tashbireni and the Mayim, those are only Asmachtot, which means rabbinically found hints to, in a pasuk, to a din de rabbanan. Now, what's interesting, yeah, what do you want to ask? Chavod Arya. Yeah. Boiling is heating, sure. Boiling, I mean, the boiling water gets heated by fire. Change form by heating. That's something, texture, taste, and color, or something that, as opposed to water, when if you cook water, nothing happens to it. As opposed to other foods, if it changes in its texture or color or whatever, then that would seem to be a problem according to this step in the Gemara in the Hava Amina. Yeah, huh? That's, you're getting too scientific for me right now. I mean, it only becomes more or less dense as a result of evaporation or soaking up some of the water that it cooked. So that's not really a change. What do you want to ask? Big differences. Safek derabanan lakin, safek derayta lachmir. Many nafkaminot. Anytime there's something derayta derabanan, there's, you know, first you have to know whether it's derayta derabanan. That in and of itself is a big nafkamina. Isu Torah or Isu Derabanan. That in and of itself is the biggest nafkamina. Bchavad. What's your name?
Aaron Mordechai.
Ooh, wow. Shtabach shenu. Where are you from? Granite?
Yeah, Granite.
Wow.
So the Mishnah said...
You survived here, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't... ותקי הארץ אתכם, תמאכם אותה, כאשר קאה את הגוי שלפניכם. Okay, right.
Okay, so the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to have bread with the chachamim, but you're like, it's okay to sell it or whatever, right?
To sell it, yes.
You can,
yeah.
So is the reason why we're not allowed to like eat bread with them, the reason is it because of this, because it changes the form like in the oven and also with the water?
Well, that already is done. Namaskanat Gemara. First of all, two things to answer that question. Number one, the Gemara is only talking about the change of form with regards to cooked food. The Gemara doesn't speak about bread at all in this context. Number two is that doesn't stand. Maskanat Gemara, the conclusion of the Gemara is that it doesn't matter. Changes the conclusion of the Gemara is that what we're talking about, it's only a din d'rabbanan anyways, which only applies to cooked food. So what is the reason for bread? That is something that's going to be subject to a machloket. Rashi and Tosfot, and more importantly, Rashi and Rashi. Okay? So, that is a little bit of a problem. Let's see. Says Rashi. Lo shomea.
I'm not making grapes, I'm raisins.
What about them?
What kind of change?
That's just raisins. It's sun-dried. You're drying with the sun. Yeah, it's said. Now, says Rashi. Minani mile debishu le'avde kochavim asir e'klayot yevshu betanur. That's wheat kernels that were dried. Yeah, midrabanan. Shlo Yisrael ragil etzlo b'machal u'mishte. What's the issur d'rabanan so that Jews shouldn't be too comfortable and too, hang out commonly with goyim and eat and drink with them? V'achilenu davar tameh. And eventually that will lead the goy to eat you, to feed you something tameh. So everybody's making that, Yosef already pointed out that something's very troubling or mysterious about Rashi here. Because in the Mishnah he said that the gzirah by shalakot and the other things is because of chatnut, because of intermarriage. Over here he says because shemei achilenu davar tameh. So which one is it? And is there enough kamina between them? Who cares why it's asur? Is there a difference why it's asur, whether it's because of intermarriage or because of he might feed you something non-kosher? Can you think of one nafkamina? Yeah?
If a Jew is watching the non-Jew cook, he sees he's not bringing non-kosher food in
him. Okay. Well, over there you could already say lo plug. When the Chachamim said asur, asur. But I'll tell you another nafkamina that the poskim do bring down, which is the very first pitre tshuva in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, which Maran Zichron Verchai has two tshuvot about. One in Yabi Omer, one in Chavedat, about what happens if you have a Jew who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot, a completely irreligious Jew who cooks food for you. Completely kosher. So it depends what the reason is. If the reason is because of chatnut, are you allowed to marry the daughter of a non-religious Jew? Yeah, she's muteret, she's Jewish. But if the problem is because he's going to feed you something non-kosher, what status does a person who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot have with regards to being believed with regards to kashrut? Not much. So over there, that would be a big, big problem. So let's hold up and see which is the real. Will the real reason behind Bishul Akum please stand up? Now, huh? Where's Ariel? Work? Manichin chaya onan roskin chaya sha'a?
No, Sefer Mishnah.
Let me down.
Why does it? Why says that everyone went like Rabbi Shimon was Masudah?
It doesn't say everybody. It says, Harbe asuk Rabbi Shimon. Velo al tabi adam harbe asuk Rabbi Ishmael ve'al tabi. Doesn't say everybody. No way.
He's going after the majority. Most people went like Rabbi Ishmael.
Take a picture of his seat and show him that it's vacant. It's vacant.
No, that's the seat right there.
Why?
Ariel's seat.
No, Ariel Rechanya.
Oh, both.
Yeah. Ed Echad has to be Ed Echad Kasher, it's not Kasher. For Ed Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin, it's got to be Kasher. Okay. Tov Rabotai. Let's first see, there's really two things we have to do in order to... So there's a little bit of a riddle here in Rashi. We've got to figure out which one does Rashi mean, Chatnut or Tum'ah. There's two different issues here. So says Tosfot, if you look at Tosfot for a second, Elemi derabanan ukras machta be'alma, Piresh Rashi, derabanan gazur, mishum dechai shashem yachilin udvarim tme'im. So first and foremost, Tosfot is recognizing that there's a discrepancy in Rashi, and Tosfot says that I like more the reason of Chatnut that Rashi said in the Mishnah, but Tosfot stops short of calling Rashi contradicting himself. Did you notice that? So Tosfot doesn't say that Rashi is contradictory. Other Rishonim and Achronim do, Tosfot doesn't. And we'll drive that point home with the very next line in Tosfot. How so? B'chem pirash ha'kudem, Omer Harav Rabbeinu Avraham bar David. Okay? Some say it should say Rabbeinu Avraham bar Ephraim, I have over here. Bar Yehuda. I don't know. Different things. Tov. B'kitzer, Devaday shalakot asru chachamim k'sha'ovet kochavim mevashelam beveto, aval k'shu mevashel beveto shel Yisrael, en lachush lo lechatnut ve lo lashem yachin, en dvarim tme'im. The shita of the Ra'avad Ba'al HaTosfot is that certainly the Isur of Bishul Akum applies when the goy is cooking for you at home. Obviously, assuming there's no other kashrut concerns. Everything's brand new, new oven, new pots, you know, and even Moshe Rabbeinu shechted the cow. Everything's, you know, the way it should be. Says the Ra'avad Ba'al HaTosfot, bevaday bevaday, the Isur Bishul Akum should apply when the goy cooks it at home. But when the goy cooks it in your house, says the Ra'avad, no problem. Why? Not a problem of Shemei Achilenu, and also not a problem of Chatnut. Why? Because everything is going on under your jurisdiction at home. One second. First of all, what can you infer about the Ra'avad Ba'al HaTosfot's statement over here? Did he feel that there was anything wrong with Rashi? He says, there's no two problems. What? He brought down both of the problems. He brought down Shemei Achilenu Devar Tameh, and he also brought down what? He also brought down Chatnut. And he doesn't seem to have a problem with either one of them. So he's okay with Rashi. And Tosfot also didn't say that Rashi's contradictory. So that is the Ra'avad Ba'al HaTosfot. Just one second, Aryeh. Rabbeinu Tam sings a totally different tune. V'lo hoda lo Rabbeinu Tam. Well, not only did Rabbeinu Tam not agree with him, in Sefer HaYashar, Rabbeinu Tam says that this Svara is hevel. Right? That the Svara is nonsense. Anyway, but he's...
Svara of the Ra'avad?
Yeah.
Why is it hevel?
Oh, he's going to, because, here.
Why doesn't he say here, first of all?
Here he says, Beferush, why? So, first of all, if you want to see Rabbeinu Tam inside, it's in Siman, Sefer HaYashar, Siman Tafshin Lamed Gimal. Rabbeinu Tam is his own sefer called Sefer HaYashar. Over there he writes this thing of Rabbeinu Avraham ben David, and he says, Pirush Rabbeinu Avraham, Hevelu, Vitzarich Li Zahir. And he says, anyway, Bekitzur, so he says like this, דבדאי כיוון שהעובד כוכבים מבשל לא חילקו כלל חכמים בין רשות הישראל לרשות העובד כוכבים. According to the חכמים, they made a gzera, they don't start making all sorts of distinctions between where the cooking is happening in the Jews' רשות, in the Goy's רשות, כי לעולם יש לחוש שם לא ייזהר גם בביתו של ישראל כמו בביתו של עובד כוכבים. Whatever you're afraid of, and Rabbi Nutam interestingly doesn't go into which one of the problems it is, but whatever the חשש is in the Goy's house, may also become problematic in the Jew's house. Says, you know, you never heard of a guy falling for his slave or for his housekeeper? Ze mesukan, says Rabbi Nutam. You have to stay away from it. Rabbi Nutam did not agree with the rabbi. Now, listen to this for a second. Whether or not, Ari, you wanted to ask something real quick? Look, talk loud with the mask. Right. Oh, having them in your house at all? That's Rabbeinu Tam's problem. That's why Rabbeinu Tam... So, according to the Ra'avad Ba'al HaTosfot, he says that there's much less of a chashash chatnut when it's going on in your house. Because everything's going on under your supervision. It's not like they're doing it to be nice to you or whatever. They're working in your house. So Mela, over there, the problems of Chatnut, or the problems of Shemei Achilenu Devar Tameh, don't apply according to Rabbeinu Avraham, and Bevadai, Rabbeinu Tam takes issue with that. That's everybody's problem. Yeah, what are you saying, Nathan?
Rabbeinu Tam seems to be saying that inside the house, Chassas is going to be the only problem. Yishem Bogoy Yisrael, Rabbeinu Tam Yisrael.
Lo yizahir in what? And maybe also the Jew won't be nizhar to stay away from chatnut.
Yizhar
is yizhar
beit Yisrael, means the goy being careful. But sounds like chatnut would be left and be found inside the house. I invite a goy to my house, the chatnut doesn't go away.
Yeah, but now we're touching on something else, which is machloket Rambam and Rashba, which is we'll see in Saif Dalit with regards to shfachot. Is there a problem of chatnut by shfachot? What does Rabbeinu Tam hold about that? He's not weighing in on that. Well, that's exactly the problem. Since he doesn't know, so there's much bigger potential for him to feed you something that's asur.
Sorry, yeah. He's not going to be careful in your house, whether it's outside, let's say, not in a house. He's cooking outside.
Kal v'chomer. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Not only outside is it a problem, because over there, Bevadai is not going to be careful, but even inside, it's also a problem.
I'm standing over and watching, I'm telling you, you can do this, you can't do that. Don't take my eyes off him.
Because are you able to be there 24 hours in your house? If you let him start cooking in your house, or you let her start cooking in your house, very slippery slow. That's what Rabbeinu Tam. No. Yotzev Nichnas is good by Hachlafot. By, you know, Basar Shu Nita'alim in Ayin, stuff like that. But over here, we're not worried necessarily about Akhlafa, like we said about Basar Khala, Vechule Vechule, things of that nature. Yeah? Could be.
There's no Mirtat here? Why is we forgive us
the law? Because maybe she doesn't know the rules. She doesn't know all the rules. The Chachamim didn't institute a Mirtat over here. So, we'll skip the Ran for now, because we'll come back to the Ran in coming days, B'ezrat Hashem. I brought over here the Tosfot Rid and the Pirusha Mishnah La Rambam. With regards to these two different ideas or problems, if you look in the packet, the Tosfot Rid brings down, I'll read it real quick, are these two ideas of Chatnut and Shemei Achilenu Davar Tameh, are they contradictory? So that's the first thing we have to see. In order to ascertain whether or not Rashi is contradicting himself, we have to see whether or not these ideas are contradictory. So the Tosfot Rid seems to say yeah. That's why I brought him. But the Rambam seems to say not. So that would be a little bit of, pretty helpful. Says the Tosfot Rid as follows, yeah? Piska. Huh? Who is the Tosfot Rid? He's trying to beat me in my own game. Anyway, Bikitsur. Rabbi Yishai the Trani, where was he from? Where is that? Yefe. Wow, it's rubbing off. Anyway, Bikitsur. So, yeah, we like playing Jewish geography with the poskim, because if you don't know your poskim and you don't know who lived when, so you can end up having the machloket, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rashba. It doesn't work.
We just had a poskim that brought the Ravan or the Ravan. We don't even know who he is. We're saying we bring him as a Shitav. We don't even know who he is.
Well, it's brought in Tosfot. It's not the real Ravan. There's three Ravans. Ravad Rishon, Rabbeinu Avraham Abedin. Then there's the Ravad Hashani, Rabbeinu Avraham ben David, Baal Sefer HaEshkol. And then the third one, Rabbeinu Avraham ben David, Baal HaSagot, the one that argues in the Rambam. And he was from Chachmeh?
Provenza.
Yeah, Chachmeh Provenza. Anyway, Bikitsur, yeah, geography is good for, but you have to really know. What's a good Sefer to know all the poskim, where they're from, who they were? Shem HaGdolim, Le. Who wrote it? Manan Chida, if I'm right. Okay. It's working, okay? It's rubbing off. Baruch Hashem. So he says like this. Says the Tosfot Rid. Hapat v'ashemen shalayim v'ashalakot. Kasheli. Amai tane pat bilchud. Why does it say pat separately than bishul? V'abichlan bishule goyimu. V'nir'a li she'apat shalayim ne'esra af al pi she'en ba bishule goyim kegon she'afa Yisrael lahem afilu ach yasruha mishum chatnut ve'en ta'am apat mishum bishule goyim. Dumya deshemen shalayim. He says the reason for pat is much different. It's not because of bishul akum, just like shemen shalayim shalon esar elam shum chatnut. It's a totally different reason because of chatnut. Teda dehachihu. I'll prove it to you that this is right. Da pitan v'shamnan mishmona asar davar ve'ilu bishule goyim lo nimna bichlal shmona asar davar. There are 18 things that the Gemara in the beginning of Sechet Shabbat brings down. The Talmidei Shama v'Hilel were gozer. And pat is in there, and shemen is in there, but bishule akum is not. And he says, "Shma mina afal pi she'en ba bishule goyim she'afa Yisrael agoyim afilu hachi asura mishum chatnut." וכן השמן, וכן השמן, ובישולי גויים נמי נאסרה משום חתנות, ואף על פי שבישל הגוי בכלי ישראל ובכלים חדשים, דנק נמכו של גאולי גויים, אפילו אחי אסורים. ועד אמר כמובן לגבי פת, הלכך הריפתה דשגר גוי ואף הישראל נמי שגר ישראל ואף הגוי נמי שגר גוי ואף הגוי, עת ישראל חטא חיתויה בגחלים, שפיר דמה, דווקא בפת ישראל שנתנה לנפתום. Okay, that's a different story altogether. Why am I bringing this? This is just a milta agav urcha kamashmalan, something teaching us along the way. According to the Tosfot Rid, he seems to be saying that davar tameh and chatnut are two mutually exclusive reasons. He keeps on saying one does apply, even this one does apply, this one doesn't apply. He seems to be saying that each one of them are two different independent reasons. And the Rambam seems to say not that way. The Rambam says as follows, Pirusha Mishnah, yeah, Rov ele advarim, zok the Rambam, kegon apat vashalakot vedomehen, omnam ne'esru kedei shenitrachek mehem velo nit'arev imahem, they were decreed so that we stay away from them and not mingle with them, kedei shelo nimashech behit'arvenu imahem leitpakrut b'ma she'isur. So as a result of mingling with them, that will not lead us to engage in things that are asur, which means the Rambam, what did he just do? He just kind of fused, see that? And historical fact, Perusha Mishnayot LaRambam was written in which language?
Arabic.
Judeo-Arabic. Because the Rambam never wrote in Arabic. The Rambam wrote in Judeo-Arabic, which is, he wrote Arabic language in Hebrew letters, interestingly enough. Now, most of the Rambam's works were written in Judeo-Arabic, besides for one that was written in Lashon HaKodesh, Mishneh Torah. That's the only thing. That's because over there, that's the crux of the Rambam's halachot in Mishneh Torah, so he didn't want that to be subject to any translation errors. Everything else was translated either by Talmidim, Rabbeinu Yudai ibn Tibon, Rabbeinu Shmuel ibn Tibon, or even later on by, you know, Achronei Zmanenu, manuscripts were translated, but this Pirusha Mishnah, very interestingly, the way he puts it up, Rashi would not seem to contradict himself because they're really one and the same according to the Rambam. But at the end of the day, you know, some poskim do have a problem. And Tosfot did point out that Rashi seems at least to kind of not be consistent with what he said in the Mishnah. So, there are actually five ways to answer why Rashi, right, we like doing that. We like asking questions and giving not Tzvei Dinim, but Finif Dinim. Okay, so here we go. Now,
Finif, five?
Hello.
Ein,
zwei, drei, vier, fünf.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, it's Jewish. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says like this. Yeah? You don't speak Jewish, Mike? Not yet? Anyway, Bekitzur. So, aval.
I wasn't a poor man in Yiddish.
All that's not.
It was.
Some say it was. Is it here, say
that what? Two, two. Bekitzur. Oh, yeah. We have too much fun here in SBN for summer call. Anyway, Bekitzur, it's been a while. Baruch Hashem, it's unbelievable. Shtabach Shema Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechiyanu Kimanu Yigyanu Lazeman Hazeh. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Huh? B'shem Malchut. B'vaday. But depends how happy you are. So it's a very 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 big thing. It's not. It shouldn't be taken for granted. And Hashem Yirachem Yatzil. A lot of people didn't make it through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to come together and to learn together, to come back to the Torah Kedosha. I think everybody walked away with something. You know, Baruch Hashem, I see the tefillah this morning was unbelievable. And I was expecting nothing less. You know, when you emerge from the coronavirus, Baruch Hashem, alive and well, people take the tefillah and people take the Limud HaTorah much more seriously. Right? You barely, Baruch Hashem, you barely see anybody talk during the tefillah anymore. You barely see anybody mevatin Torah. Everybody, there's an air of post-coronavirus, you better believe, just like every other aspect of the world, it's not the same. It's not the same world. And especially with regards to spirituality. The tefillah is not the same. The Torah is not the same. We see, everybody knows, there's no time to waste. Because Hashem can send Hashem Yirachim one virus, and look how much havoc it can cause. So, Baruch Hashem. Another answer, so one answer that we have so far, possibly from the Rambam, is that it's not a stira, they're really interchangeable. So, many Achanonim didn't buy that. The Bach, for one, didn't like that answer. The Bach, who's the Bach, Roy? From where? Yefe. What was his name? You got this. Rabbeinu Yoel? Sirkish, Yefe Meod. Femeod from Krakow. Where was he before Krakow? Before he was nominated to serve as the Rav of Krakow, he was the first Rav of Brisk. Anyway, Bekitzur. And whose father-in-law was he? What was his name? Well, that was his Sefer Tureza Hav, Rabbeinu David HaLevi Segal. Anyway, Bekitzur, says the Bach as follows. This is really at the beginning of Ilchot Tat Akum, which is in Siman Kufyud Bet. We'll be focusing on Kufyud Gimal for now, but the Bach says in Kufyud Bet, Yesh dvarim she'asru chachamim afal pi she'en la mikan min Torah. Beperk en ma'amidin kasal kadatach, deshalakot mide oraita yidah va minad gemara is that cooked foods, bishul akum is the oraita, midichtiv. Ochel bakesef tashbireni umayim. כמה מים? מה מים שלא נשתנו מבריאתן על ידי האור? אף אוכל שלא נשתנה מבריאתו על ידי האור? הוא פריך. דגמרה אסקס, מי דאור כתיב? אלא, מסקנת הגמרה, מדרבנן, הוא קרא, אסמכתה בעלמא, ופירש ראשי, מדרבנן שלא יהיה ישראל הרגיל לצוב במאכל ומשתה, ויאכילנו דבר טמא. עד כאן לשונו. וקשה, זה במשנה, פירש ראשי עצמו הטעם משום חתנות. So which one is it? זוק דבח גוינס. ונראה זה בגמרה מוכח. Really, everything, all of these things in the Mishnah that we were speaking about is all because of Benotehem, which means Chatnut. That's the real underlying reason if you ask Rashi. Push comes to shove. You back him against the wall. What's the real reason? Says the Bach Bedat Rashi, it's because of Chatnut. Right in the top, you say it's because Shem Yachilenu Davar Tameh. Says the Bach, you misunderstood Rashi. Ela de asmach da dikra. He kedesh shelo yachilenu davar tameh de mishum ha'achi la share ela kemaim shelo nishtana lidei ha'ur ve'en lachush bahem mishum davar tameh. Rashi in the Gemara is talking about a situation. He's trying to explain the asmachta. He's trying to explain the biblical hint for this rabbinic law. Okay, that was a Talmudological professor. The hint for the, right? They still have lectures in Talmud. Huh? No, not a place. Gam etzlechem. Anyway, bekitzur. Huh? Gam etzlechem. You have a degree. Huh? You learn Gemara. Okay. You don't learn Talmudology? Okay, bekitzur. 1 second. But what's he saying? According to the Bach, he's saying Gainas. When coming to explain the asmachta that the Gemara says, he says, ah, the asmachta. When you look at the pasuk of ochel bakesef tashbireni umayim, that's explaining the asmachta, the isur is because of what? Shem yachilenu davar tameh. Why? Because if you look at the pasuk, by water, is there any chashash that he's giving you davar tameh? No. Why? Because what you see is what you get. By water, it wasn't changed. You see exactly what's in there. So too, the only kind of remez for bishul akum that we can have based on the asmachta of the Gemara, which is in comparison to water, is only food that's been cooked. Such that to an extent that it could slip dvarim tmeim in there, but if it's not been cooked, whereby he can't slip in dvarim tmeim, so that wouldn't be a problem. Which means Rashi, you understand the Bach? Say one more time. Tagir. What did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim said, "I told you a million times. Felt in Asbara, felt in Avano." No. Many times he had, you got it? Yes, good. You got it? Sure. Say, okay, say it over. What does that mean? Huh? What does that mean? Says Reb Chaim Brisker. When a person can't say it over, that means that what? Yes. That you didn't understand. You only really understand when you're able to say something over. Understand? 10.
So, Rashi really holds Mishum Chatnut. Okay. Why does it sound like Maraj? Because of Shem Yachalim very Tmanim. He's saying, no, over there, just explaining the asmachta. Why? Because it says kamayim, just like water. But what water is something that it doesn't change. You can't add in dvarim tmeim in there. You see the difference, meaning it doesn't change anything. So too, foods are mutar only when they're not changed. Whereas, based on that pasuk, if you were to add different things in that aren't kosher dvarim tmeim, that would make it asur.
That would be explaining the gemara's asmachta. But really, Rashi is modeh that ikar ta'am for the gzera, says the Bach, is chatnut. Mat omer. 1 second, one by one. Yeah. Huh? Same law, same din. the tam is a little bit different. I hear it comes, the asmachta comes out a little bit different.
Especially if they're not going to be different. You have an asmachta. If I go ahead and asmachta,
then
they're
a lot of something else.
What's even the point of the asmachta?
Yeah.
What's the reason for it?
Well, there's a reason for an asmachta. What's the only reason the Gemara got to an asmachta? Because the Gemara originally thought it was d'oraita.
Right, meaning so if I have a din with an asmachta that goes beyond the din in the Mishnah, that means fine. That's part of the asmachta, but the asmachta is for totally for reason and different than the Mishnah.
No, that's a good question on the Bach. There are four other or three other opinions among the Acharonim to understand Rashi, but the Bach wasn't so bothered. Maybe the other poskim will give other answers. Were bothered. Yosef, what's up to you?
My question is,
do you speak Jewish? You do Jewish or no? Speak.
Yiddish?
Oh, good answer. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Okay. Hebrew's not Jewish either. Lashon HaKodesh is Jewish.
Now we're admitting that Yiddish isn't either.
The Rambam, very interesting, the Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim that why is Lashon HaKodesh, it doesn't have a name, it's called the Holy Tongue. It's not called Hebrew. The real name for Lashon HaKodesh is the Holy Tongue. Why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh, says the Rambam?
No curse words.
There's no coarse words. There's no coarse or dirty words in Lashon HaKodesh. In Hebrew, there's plenty of, you know, not such nice words.
They don't actually mean bad things. It's really like changes.
Yeah, but if they were incorporated into the language, so it's no longer Lashon HaKodesh. Understand? That's the way of the Torah. The Torah speaks clean. Chavo, tfadal, tishan, stand up.
So my question is, if we're saying that, why is there no chash, between, raw foods, why do we say that by raw foods are not skilled, they're going to do it?
Oh, we're getting there. That's tomorrow's Gemara Be'ezat Hashem. The difference between raw, things that can be eaten raw, or are you talking about just regular served raw food?
The Chiddush is saying that the difference is they cook, because you could say that they can make it like tamei, right? And the only way to get it,
or put tamei things in.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the problem here. But tell me, tell you the same thing about if, let's say, something's raw, to put raw things in, why do I care what it is?
No, because it's much more apparent. You can tell the difference.
If I make you, for example, if I make the sushi, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could put, let's say, salmon, this, that. I'll put a little shrimp. I don't even know.
You can tell. You can tell.
You want to see those whole thing?
The chachamim were taught. You know, dibru chachamim bahove. They speak about things that are usual. Usually, by raw things, there's only so much you can do to it without people noticing. By cooked things, since things change in cooked foods anyway. So there's a lot more that can go wrong in there. That was the Chachamim's concern. Okay? What are you saying, Ari? Let's move on. Yeah, go ahead.
How come there's no concern for the kelim that they're giving the water between
Stam kelim enam b'nei oman, and that's really, and therefore any pletot, any releasing of flavor from their kelim would be noten tam nivgam en mutar. Right there? Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chaf. Bet, yeah. Once you're married to a non-Jew, eating non-kosher is the worst of your problems. Is the least of your problems. So that's.
You're going to get one, you're sure going to get the other.
Well, we're not worried about what you're going to eat afterwards. We're worried who you're going to end up with. That's what the Chachamim worried about. Anyway, Bekitsur, that was the Bach. Let's see, the Aruch HaShulchan has a totally different twist on this thing. I don't know if we're going to get to all of them today. Maybe we'll finish up tomorrow. But the Aruch HaShulchan says something else. It says, Oy Tate. So
the Bach was simply saying that Rashi's real Shita he holds is Mishum Chatnut, like he said in the Mishnah and the Gemara says later.
Which is more Ikar, the Mishnah or the Gemara? Bevadai the Mishnah, because that's what we're talking about, the actual Gzerot. The Gemara is talking about, and Rashi is going on the Asmachta. So there he talked about in order to explain the Asmachta. That's it. Nazakta Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, one of our favorite poskim here. Who's that?
Yeah.
Mishalanu. Rabbi Epstein. Hagon Rabbi Yechiel Michal Halevi Epstein, right? Who is grandson of Rav Meir Berlin, who later changed his name to Rav Meir Bar Ilan, hence the name of the street, the name of the university, is named after him. Anyway, but Rav Meir Berlin Bar Ilan who's a grandson of the Aruch HaShulchan, said that his grandfather told him that he's actually Epstein's with Ayn's came from the Girushi Sfarad, from the Sfaradim who ran away from the Spanish Inquisition, and his last name was actually Ben Benisti. So he's actually Mishanama. Anyway, Tov, Bekitzur, Aruch HaShulchan was one of the greatest poskim of the past 100 years, a little bit more than 100 years ago. Tov, so he says, Rova poskim katvu b'tam yisur shalakot mishum chatnut. V'yesh merabotenu shekatav ha-ta'am shelo yachilenu davar isur. That's the Hagaot Asheri b'shem Rashbam. V'rashi zal b'mishna sham katav mishum chatnut. Uvagmara sham katav shelo yachilenu davar isur ayin sham. So what's pshat? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, genius. V'efshar sheta'amo hu lama hikilu bepat v'lo b'shalakot. Mishum de b'shalakot, which means we know that they made a gzera on bread, but the gzera of bread was later rescinded. We know that. But it didn't stand. Bread, the halacha is, that bread bought from non-Jewish bakeries. I'm not talking about private goyim. Private goyim who make your bread, that's called pat ba'ale batim, that's still asur. That's bevada asur. But we're talking about bread bought from a bakery, is mutar. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that Rashi is explaining why the gzera of bishul akum endured, and pat akum did not. So he says, why? Mishum de b'shalakot yesh shne te'amim. Uvpat lo shayach. Shalakot has two problems. It has chatnut, and it has shem meyach ilenu davar tameh. Uvpat lo shayach hachashash hasheni meachilat davar isur. De b'pat nira lehed yama yesh bo. By bread, you only have one issue. Which issue do you have? You have chatnut. But shem meyach ilenu over there you don't really have, because I know Ryan's giving me the eyebrows, but at the end of the day, at least in those times, bread was very, you know, primitively made. It's flour, water, a little bit of yeast, a little bit of salt. Shalom. That's why Motzei Pesach, the poskim bring down in Yerushalayim, Motzei Pesach, where did they used to go buy bread from? From the Arabs. Why? And it's mutar meikaradim. What's the reason? Because over there, there's no shema yachilen. We know exactly what they're putting in. And therefore, velokin b'shalakot. That's not the case by cooked foods. Cooked foods, once it's cooked, you have no idea what went in there. Velachin yachmiru b'shalakot velo bepat. And for that reason, that's why the gzera of shalakot, of cooked foods, endured while pat did not. And that's why Rashi says both, to tell me that shalakot has actually two reasons of isur, as opposed to pat, which only has one, and that's why pat actually later was rescinded by the Chachamim. Now, Agav Urcha, the Aruch HaShulchan ends off by saying in the brackets, ובזה התשפיר, מה שתרכו התוסף להרן, למה פלגינו תנה בתרתב, והוכרחו לומר ששני גזירות היו, ולפי מה שכתב בכוונת הראשי, התשפיר בפשיטות. We're going to see, hopefully, Tosfot in a moment, the Tosfot on Lamedzayin ומודבית, and the run, actually explain one second. Why did the Mishnah separate pat and shalakot? Baking, cooking, it's all really the same thing, you're preparing food. So why did the Mishnah decide to split it up into two different gzirot? Based on what I'm saying, says the Aruch HaShulchan, everything's perfect. Because guess what? One endured and one did not. Shalakot has two problems, while pat only has one. And that's why Rashi brought down both, one in one place, one in another, omnam. But at the end of the day, both of them are still shayach. And therefore, that's the reason for the isur by shalakot, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. What do you want to say?
I wouldn't say that.
They said it. Now, along those lines, I want to show you this tesis. This Tosfot is going to be very, very crucial in understanding the other mefarshim that we're going to bring down. Tesis says, "Vashalakot minan mile." Says Tosfot, "Omer Rabbeinu Tam, demidebay talmuda b'shalakot v'kasavar mideoraita." From the fact that the Gemara asked, "Where do we know shalakot from? Cooked foods?" And originally the Gemara thought it was deoraita, and the Gemara made no mention of bread, which means right now the Gemara is only focusing on what. Right, you can tell from the heading Vashalakot, right? Those two dots are actually like quotation marks. We're quoting something from the Mishnah. So when you see that, what he's saying, the Gemara is quoting Shalakot. How come it didn't bring bread? Says Rabbeinu Tam, this is huge. Sheme gzera kadmoniti velo nigzera imapat. There was originally in you know, the way it went in chronological order was that there was first a gzera on Shalakot, on cooked foods, before there was a gzera that they imposed on bread, and only later did they make a gzera on bread. V'shalakot hi ainyanei tavshil, k'dema shemabach shema'ata. U'mitechila, says Tosfot, originally gazru aleha. Originally they made a gzera on cooked food. Mita'am chatnut. Ve'ala pat, lo gazru. They didn't make a gzera on pat, mishum de lo shayach bechatnut kol kach. Why did they leave out bread? Because the problem of chatnut was not that prevalent by bread. Why? Where's there more, you know, love and affection? Over a steak or over a bagel? Right? That's esteg. Okay, so now, but remember where you came from. Anyway, so he says like this, yeah? They showed me in L.A., it was an actual thing. I think they're working on it now with the Department of Transportation in L.A. They made new stop signs, which are actually S-stop signs. E-S-T-O-P. That's the new thing. Anyway, Bikitsu...
Huh? I can't read it. They don't say.
Right, anyway, Bikitsu... Oh, that's what they can tell the cop. Why they didn't... It didn't say to S-stop. Bikitsu... So, Bikitsu... Huh? Yeah, Veseden. So, Avan, Mikon Makom. Oy, says Tesvis, so since the Gzirah didn't apply so much to pot, they didn't say it over there. Mishum Dorosh Rabbi Chatnut Kol Kach, Ad Shebao, it should say Talmidei Shamai V'Hilel V'Gazur B'Yudchei Dvarim, Gam Al HaPat. V'Af Al Gav D'Bematnitin, Tanei Pat Mikamesh Alakot. It says Tosot, hey, wait a second. In the order of the Mishnah, which comes first?
Bread.
So according to the way you're telling me, it should say Shalakot first. Mikol Makom Shalakot Gzirah Kadmonit Yoter Haita. Really, says Tosfot, Shalakot came first. Uchsheitiru etapat, lo itiru Shalakot. And then, what happened, according to Tosfot? Timeline. Shalakot, Gzirah. Pat, Gzirah. Pat rescinded, but they didn't take off the Gzirah of Shalakot. Mehay ta'ama, de pat v'shalakot remi ninhu. Which means that since they're two different things, when they took off bread, they didn't take off Shalakot. Now, using this, Rabotai, we'll end off with this for today. There is a Ga'ayna Shepshat from the Da'at Yehonatan. Who's that? It could be. But, Be'emet, Da'at Yehonatan, Ga'ayna Rabbi Yehonatan, Haibashitz, Zichet Tzadik Vracha, he has Chidushim specifically on Masichet Avodah Zarah. He says a unbelievable Pshat to understand Rashi based on this Tosfot. So check it out. Look what he says. Which question?
He asked questions saying, why is it teaching in the Mishnah earlier about bread first?
Not shver. Ein mukdam u'meuchar b'mishnah. No, he's saying it's not shver. He's saying, even though it says that, don't get it wrong. Shalakot was first, there was a gezerah kadmonit, and then there was pat. Zok tadas yenisin. Ah, Gaon ben Yom Tanai b'shitzaya gdol ador. What other sfarim did he write? Od. Yefe meod. Meod. Huh? Who, Ya'aru Divash? No, Shagasar is Ari Lib Mit. Kresi Uplesi. He wrote the Kreti Upleti on Yuridea. And what else? Famous on Choshen Mishpat. Urim Etumim. Yeah? Weiter. Geon Ador. Geon Ador Mamash.
Which door?
In the time of the Yabits, he was about 1700s. It was the generation right after Shabtai Tzvi.
Oh, wow.
That was the big machloket between him and the Yabits, because the Rav Yonatan Eibshitz was very into kamiot and Kabbalah Ma'asit and stuff like that, and the Yabits didn't appreciate it, and the Yabits mistakenly thought that he was part of that cult of Shabbatai Tzvi. Huh? Yeah, well, the Ramcha was also Nidav. That was the same generation.
Was that the time of Napoleon?
No, Napoleon was later. No, Napoleon was in the time of the Gaon. Tov, says the Da'at Yonatan. Big stuff. Elam Yidrabanan, it's on the left column, Daf Lamedchit. You see Elam Yidrabanan, Kras Macht Be'alma, Upiresh Rashi, Shelo Yehe Yisrael Ragi Letzor B'Machal Mishteh, V'yachilenu Davar Tameh, V'lechaora Kasheh, Hasoter Lema Shepiresh Rashi B'Matnitin. So, first of all, you see some Acharonim understanding it as, you see the Bach, you see the Das Yonison understanding it as a Stira. Tosfot and other Rishonim didn't necessarily understand it as a Stira in Rashi, but let's take what they're saying, you know, as is. V'nir'ali delaka shemide, says the Rav Yonatan Eibashitz, that there's no stira over here. Why? The Tosfot kadvu le'en, the Tosfot that we just saw b'dibur matzchil v'ashalakot, the shalakot gazru kodem shegazru al pitan v'inan, that the gzera of shalakot was before bread and wine. V'alapat lo gazru mishum delo shayach bechatnut. Says Tosfot, why did they not make the gzira on bread yet at the time that they made the gzira on cooked foods? Because gzira, because pat was a much less, you know, problem of chatnut. Lekach yesh nomar The Svira Lele Rashi, the Be'et Shegezru An Shalakot Lechud, Haya Nir'a Lahem Ata'am D'Shem Yachilenu Devar Tameh. Rashi says exactly the opposite. Rashi says, how does Tosfot start? That what? Shalakot was first because of Chatnut, and there's no Chatnut on Pat. Rashi also agrees that Shalakot came before Chatnut, but for a different reason. He says Rashi holds exactly the opposite of Tosfot, which means Rashi holds Shalakot came first. But really, why did Shalakot come first? Because of which problem? Davar Tameh. And that's why, the imishum Chatnut, if the problem was Chatnut originally, Gaman She'advarim Havelele Migzah, there should have been a gzirah on the other things as well. There should have been a gzirah on pat and yain and shemen and all the other stuff as well. Rashi las virale svarat rabenu tam de bepat lo shaya chatnut. Rashi doesn't agree with Tosfot says, pat, there's not so much chatnut. Rashi says, oh yeah, there is. On the contrary, something that's more, right, bagels, people do, especially by Jews, bagels and lox and cream cheese, if you do it, right, that's the, you know, that's a common thing. If a goy takes you out every morning for a bagel and lox, right, you're gonna fall for them, you know, very quickly. Rashi says exactly the opposite. Something that's more common, you might be more inclined to chatnut. Rashi disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam's assumption, and therefore what? So once again, Rashi las viral esvarat Rabbeinu Tam de bepad lo shaya chatnut vehashta ati shapir lefi haemet ati shamay vehilel vegezru mishum chatnut. And then later on, when Shamay and Hilel or their talmidim came and made a gzira on bread, it was because of chatnut. Al kol devarim gam shalakot bichlal ze, which means Rashi says there were first the first gzira was shalakot because of dvarim tmeim. Later Shamay vehilel came and made a gzira on bread as well because of chatnut, and that gzira of chatnut went back on what as well? It incorporated shalakot also. Hey, wait a second. How does Rashi know that? V'hashta ati shapir divrei Rashi d'hakan b'gemara ba'i minani mila kavanato al haig zira kadmonit d'haya sover d'oraitahi v'had mishani elim d'rabbanan hu gam ken haig zira kadmonit v'shapir katav Rashi shemiyachilech. Rashi was going on what he believed this stage of the Gemara was discussing, which is the original. And if you would ask Rashi, says the Divrei Yonatan, what was the original gzira according to Rashi? According to Rashi, it was on shalakot, but not because of chatnut, because of shemayachilenu davar tameh. Teda, how do I know that? Rashi says, when they took off pat, guess what stood? What remained? Shalakot. Says Rashi, when they made the gzira of shalakot, it was only because of shemayachilenu davar tameh. Later on, they introduced pat and yain and shemen and all those things, which was because of chatnut. That chatnut also crossed over to the previous standing zera of shalakot, and therefore, at the end of the day, both stood. Rashi says both of them are correct on the Mishnah. On the Mishnah, which means when he's talking about all of the zera, that's beautiful. Why does Rashi say each one in the different place? Rashi on the Mishnah, when he's discussing all of the gzerot, what does he say? All of them are chatnut, because that's already when all of them were introduced. But later on in the Gemara, when he's talking about the asmachta, so over there he's talking about the asmachta pre all of the other gzerot, at which point it was only because of Shem Yachilenu Davar Tameh.
Why does he say on the Mishnah he comments on Shlakot? Why doesn't he comment on the rest of them?
No, he says Kulam.
Why did he comment on Shlakot? That's
why we don't have to do. Oh, because Shlakot stayed.
Yeah.
Shlakot stayed. It's the Yain is also Yain stay. Pat didn't stay. Shemin didn't stay. Yeah.
We still have the Kujav and the Tosfot as to why he brought in the wise Mishnah to bring bread first and then Shlakot.
They say that it's not really a question. Tosfot didn't bring it as a question like earth shattering. Oh, it says Pat first. The Mishnah doesn't always put things in order. That's not the biggest deal. Tosfot is saying don't get thrown off by that. But not that it's a really powerful question. Fashteh? What are you saying? It's big stuff. Yeah, what are you saying, Yosef?
According to that shita, why are we allowed to have bread from non-Jews?
According to which shita?
Well, you said that bread is the same thing from the
Jews. Everybody agrees that it was taken off. The Gemara says because not a majority of Klal Yisrael wasn't able to withstand that.
It was taken off.
Huh? Yeah. So, there's another shita right now. Yeah, we can pause it.